Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. A former African leader makes his plea before the International Criminal Court. Former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo has pleaded not guilty as his trial began Thursday at the International Criminal Court in the Netherlands. Gbagbo is facing charges of crimes against humanity linked to a post-election civil war in his country that left thousands dead in 2010. Prosecutor Fatou Bassoud addressed the panel of three judges.
Nothing would be allowed to defeat Mr. Gbagbo. If politics failed, violence was seen as politics by other means.
Human rights activists welcome the trial as a clear signal that leaders who resort to violence to strengthen their grip on power will be held to account. Former youth leader Charles Blé-Goudet will also stand trial with Gbagbo. The ICC also has a warrant for the former president's wife, Simone, on charges of crimes against humanity. She was sentenced last year to a 20-year prison sentence by an Ivorian court. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the Zika virus outbreak next week to discuss an international response to an outbreak of the disease amid concerns that it may have links to a bout of rare birth defects. During a special session in Geneva Thursday, WHO's Director General Margaret Chan said Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world and in recent years has become associated with neurological complications. She stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects has not been firmly established. This is VOA News.